Welcome to Standing in the Sunlight with Cynthia Rose. We are all on an ever-unfolding unique journey. Join Cynthia Rose as she begins her unique perspective to all that is meaningful. Topics and personalities that support your path, bringing inspiration and passion and heart-centered ways to live a more fulfilling life. A down-to-earth and uplifting sharing of what it means to be spiritual, creative, and living life to the fullest by standing in the sunlight. Born an intuitive medium, Cynthia Rose is also an ordained minister, singer, astrologer, educator, and writer. She has studied the intuitive and healing arts for over 40 years. Rise up and stand in your sunlight now with Cynthia Rose.
Well, hello out there. Good afternoon where I am. Good evening, perhaps, or good morning wherever you are in the world. I'm so happy to have you joining me today. I'm Cynthia Rose, your host. I am on Facebook, Cynthia Rose Medium Group. You can always connect there. Brendan is monitoring that. And I'm on Cynthia Rose Medium on Facebook. Love to connect. Also on YouTube. And my website, CynthiaRoseMedium.com. Love to hear from you. See how you like the show. I'm very excited today. We have very special guests today. Cassandra Butler, who is an astrologer, a medium, a teacher. I believe she's a writer and researcher too, but we'll ask her about that. I am really excited. I think I have her on the line. Are you there, Cassandra?
I am. I'm so happy to be with you, Cynthia. Hello, hello.
Hi. Yeah, I'm so excited to have you on the show. So just to let the listeners know, like, I met you at the United Astrologers Conference recently, and so glad you decided to come on the show. I have to say I loved your I went to a talk that you gave on when people's lives change, and you do yes. research as well, right?
Yes, Cynthia. Oh, it was a great pleasure to meet you, especially because I think we're soul sisters of the same birthday. But that's another thing, right? I just recently I've been doing astrology for a very long time, at least three decades. But recently I invested in some really good software to help with research. And so what I, you know, put out there to the world, if people want to contribute, they can. I just need birth dates. And this particular study was when your life changed. And indeed, I did find some correlations with, say, the passing eclipses and other things, too. I'm not going to go through the whole hour talk right now, but it's really gratifying to see that some of the information that astrologers have been using for millennia can be basically quantitatively researched and looked at. So it's been a lot of fun, a labor of love.
I loved that. That was one of my favorite things about the conference, was that there's more and more research being done, and it was, you know, here it is right here. And I mean, I grew up believing because I had it done at a young age, and I had someone in my life who mentored me through it, and there was, you know, but I was kind of, I mean, I think I was a rather lazy student in the sense like, oh, okay, sure, Saturn's here, okay, right, Mars is doing what, you know, I kind of took it a little for granted, you know, and it's like, well, okay, I don't really want to talk to Saturn right now, you know, and so I kind of, you know, went that way, and yet I was like, well, I know there's something to this. But listening to all the research, listening to your talk, it was like, I just love how, you know, the woo-woo is, science is catching up to the woo-woo. The research is saying, look, this is real here. So
yes.
I love that.
Yes. Well, you know, I just want to put a little word out to anyone who's listening. There's real innovative stuff going on with the Kepler Conference. If you just Google Kepler Conference, there's a Kepler College, but there's a Kepler Conference in Cocoa Beach, Florida, in January. And again, researchers from around the world gather there and present. And what's really great, I'm in Buffalo, New York, so yeah, Florida in January, I'll go.
No problem. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Fantastic. And so today we're going to talk about Uranus and Taurus, but do you want to tell the listeners just a little bit about you first, or how you got into astrology, or just anything you want to share about you?
Oh,
I mean, I
sure.
know you're wonderful, so I agree, you're my soul sister.
So
Yeah.
sweet. Yeah, I just love it. This is what we love about the conferences, right, Cynthia? You meet people, and it's much more than information, but just connecting with like-minded people. Well, I guess I think I was pretty fortunate because I grew up with an Aquarius mom who was kind of woo-woo before her time. Yeah, and so she encouraged us to have a foot in both worlds. Mainstream religion, Roman Catholic. And I actually had some fabulous priests who taught me woo-woo from, a Christian point of view. And then I live very close to the worldwide center of mediumship and spiritualism, which is Lilydale. And so, it was nothing for us to go down there in the summer and really investigate mediumship and so forth. So that was always a part of my life. And then astrology, I think, caught me, got me. And I know you understand this, Cynthia, when I was having my first Saturn return and the planet Pluto was on top of my sun in Scorpio. That was, 1980s, 1986-ish.
Oh,
And
that one got
wow,
me too.
the bulldozer arrived in my life, and then everything kind of shifted. Talk about everything changed. And, back in the 80s, it was just the beginning, I think, of interest in what was called then New Age. And I just did other things. I went to social work school, and I got my massage therapy license. So I was doing kind of other things that were similar to the helping profession of being an astrologer. And so it's been a very, shall we say, labyrinth-like career, going here, there, and everywhere. But this is all I do. I do the readings. I do talks. I do a Facebook Live on Wednesday nights. I'll do a Facebook Live tonight for people who want to tune in on my Facebook Live. And so I love it. It works. And I'm very blessed, as you are, to know that life isn't just one-dimensional. So.
Oh yeah, that makes such a difference, knowing, like knowing it. Yeah.
Exactly. So, and I, again, I'm from Buffalo, New York. Buffalo's an interesting town because you just might think rust bucket and snow, but we have a very thriving kind of spiritual community. And as a matter of fact, tonight I've partnered with one of my dear friends who's a spiritualist minister. And later tonight, we're going to be doing a solstice celebration because that's a pivotal time, right? In our calendar. And so it's interesting, never a dull moment. And I you know it's really been very good.
That's wonderful. So let's talk about Uranus and Taurus, but I want to make a note here about something with that you also do Oriental medicine, and I want to make a point
Yes.
of talking about that too. There's something that just comes up for me, or maybe we could just sidetrack for a moment.
Oh, sure, absolutely. And in fact, yes.
I think it's fabulous. It helped me. And what I've come up against, I mean, I had a lady from South Africa on here who saved elephants, a lovely lady. And they have to keep their rhinos under guard 24 hours a day for the tusks. And I find that there is a hard time explaining to people. Sometimes they think that all Chinese medicine or Oriental medicine is using things like that, and I try and explain, like, no, those are some sort of rogue people, and it's illegal, and they don't use it. And it's, I mean, the Chinese medicine person I went to, she would never use anything like it. Her herbs were, I think, double checked or good quality herbs, And do you think there is a little bit of misleading information out there, maybe just to keep people off of it, possibly? Or, I mean,
I think so. You know, I think that's well said. I believe that. Well, just to clarify, I do shiatsu, which is based on traditional Chinese medicine. And this is really interesting because as a New York State licensed massage therapist, we are the only state in the union that has to learn shiatsu. And the backstory is Albany, of course, the capital, was trying to regulate folks from the Asian countries in New York City, brilliant people, from doing massage unregulated. So they said, okay, if you're touching people with your fingers, you know, you have to have a license. And so it was kind of a political underbelly, but it helps the consumer to know if they go to someone who's licensed. And massage is a weird thing because every state has a different licensing agreement. So it's a little bit more accepted in little New York State to go to a shiatsu practitioner because they have to be licensed. So that was my specialty at the college I taught at. I would teach the students shiatsu and finger pressure, but I didn't work with the herbs per se. That was a little out of my scope of practice, whereas acupuncture licensed people, and I'm not sure how it works in Colorado, they have that purview as opposed to the massage therapist.
Ah, okay, I see. Yeah, right. I see the difference now. Sorry about that. That's something that, you know, I'm always trying to bring things to light that might be helpful to other people, and I think that's something that, you know, that maybe I need to have somebody on the show there to talk about that too, because it helped me so much. And
it's me too, dear. I go to an acupuncture doctor. You know what I do? Like even tonight when I do my kind of astrological explanation of the solstice, because we're getting into the fire element time of the year, I'll actually direct people on how to work their fire meridians, which are located up and down the arms. So we can do a little self-healing, even in radio land here, you know. I mean, if you put your fingertips at the base of your armpit and to axilla, and you can really push in, you can actually access fire meridian, the heart meridian. So it's all, you see, I think astrology and everything else can be integrated. I presume that this is a good time to do it because we're entering summer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So we're talking today about Uranus and Taurus, maybe because I know we have about 3 or 4 minutes before the break. Maybe we can talk about just about the idea of this big shift. I mean, I think that everybody's got to be feeling either an inner or an outer shift coming or starting somewhere in their life.
Yes, yes. And I would all actually be happy to go through after break where the different signs or rising signs would be feeling this. So Uranus is a planet that has an 84-year orbit. So it takes approximately 84 years to go around the sun. So once every 84 years, it moves into the sign of Taurus. So, you know, astrologers blend these two concepts. Uranus is innovation, invention, eccentric, eclectic, awakening, light infused, science, shocking, exciting. You know, it's like woohoo, it's the woohoo planet. And Taurus is like the opposite. It's slow and steady and sensual and loyal, and it rules money, it rules possessions, it rules the earth. So combining these two ideas, we could say that all of us are going to have our stability or our sense of predictability shaken up in the next 7 years. It just began, by the way, May 15th. So we have 7 years to integrate this new era, so to speak. And, you know, it truly is a time of awakening out of our slumber, so to speak. So the shift is just beginning, and it's going to be again with us until 2026. And just for points of comparison, 1934 to 1941 was the last time Uranus was in Taurus. And then people gasp and they say, well, that was the Great Depression. This does not mean it's the same Great Depression in the next 7 years, but there's going to be some, most certainly some financial shifts. And then the time before that was 1850 until 1859, which was really the rise of the Industrial Revolution and leading up to the Civil War. So that's how we learn the astrology. We go back to learn what might be happening in front of us.
Right. I also think it's kind of interesting that if we go back, you know, twice, we go back to 1850, you know, we're kind of around the time that the Fox sisters were, you know, mediumship was just beginning to rise. And
yes,
I think that's, I find that really interesting because I think mediumship itself is going to go through a shift over the next 7 years itself. So I kind of find that very interesting. You can sort of feel the shift coming and changes coming and, you know, and there's just more and more people that are waking up or awake that, oh, their loved one is there. And instead of it
Absolutely.
Being, oh, maybe, yeah, we went from maybe we're there. Oh, there's some knocking. Oh, yes. To yes, we can bring them through. To hey, guess what? We know they're here.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. so I think that's really awesome. Yeah.
It is. It is. Yes.
And there's our cue for the break. Isn't that perfect?
Okay.
So yeah. we'll have a little break. Go get a glass of water or something and join us back here as we talk about the shift through the signs for Uranus and Taurus.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back with Cassandra Butler. You know, I was just laughing. I say Uranus because there's always somebody that would say, when I would say Uranus, they would always make a joke. So I shifted that a long time ago.
Uranus. It's kind of like tomato and tomato.
Exactly. I will say Uranus from now on. It sounds more sophisticated anyways.
Uranus. I think I say, Uranus.
Uranus. Oh, Uranus is even better. Uranus.
Yeah.
You're on it.
I'm so glad you mentioned the Fox Sisters, Cynthia, because I happen to have the chart of Lilydale, and this is a good introduction to Uranus.
Fantastic.
So I think most, I don't know, I never presume people know what I'm talking about when I say the chart, but what a chart is, of course, is the map of the sky when something is born, and where the sun and the moon and the planets are. So the chart of Lilydale, which is August 23rd, 1879, that's when the actual Lilydale was formed, you know, after the Fox Sisters, of course, at 12 p.m. in Casadega, New York. So guess what the rising sign was? Of course, the sign of mediums, Scorpio. Rising, moon in Scorpio, makes sense. And the Scorpio moon was opposite Pluto, the planet of mediumship. But this is really interesting too, because Uranus was in Virgo, conjunct the sun, meaning this eclectic, genius and lightning, uplifting, weird planet was right next to the identity of Lilydale in the sign of Virgo, next to Mercury, which is the planet of communication. So you have these three things in a tight orb, close together, the sun, identity of Lilydale, plus Uranus, plus the messenger, because they, after all, mediums are messengers, all in Virgo, which is service. So it's kind of cool to take a look at the chart, you know, strong Virgo and Scorpio, which would make sense.
Yeah. That's very cool. Mm-hmm. Where do we want to start with this? I mean, I, you know, the one thing I wanted to bring up too before we do that, I want to say I have felt the shift coming. And, you know, I don't know where your opinion is, but I have that sense that we can tune into feeling the shift. When it was still in Aries, I could just feel that shift coming.
Yes, I agree.
So you think that way too?
I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, real sensitive souls too have been feeling this sense of, you know, life is going fast. It's furious. We need, maybe it's the wrong word, is need, but let's align ourselves to other helpers, other spiritual guides. You know, the God's, I call it God's mind, because I think of that when I think of Uranus, you know, just right thinking, right alignment.
Right.
Yeah. So
who is Uranus or Uranus?
Yeah. I think of him as a madcap professor. I'm familiar with, you might know this name, your listeners may know, I hope, Tesla, Nikolai Tesla.
Nikola Tesla,
He was in competition, as it were, with Edison for the patent of electric lights. Again, Uranus is this electrical energy. And it occurred here in Buffalo, New York, because, of course, Buffalo is next to the wonder of the world, which is Niagara Falls, and that's where the electricity, the grid started to percolate. And Tesla kind of lost his place in history, but he's really credited for being the genius behind the genius. And Nikolai Tesla was born with Uranus in Taurus. So that's another good image for us, that, you know, bringing genius down to Earth in new applicable ways in the next 7 years. And certainly Uranus in Aries was a time of transhumanism, different definitions of what's human, you know, the robotic revolution and so forth. And so we may be seeing more applications of high energy physics and so forth. I mean, it's even hard to think about what life was like 7 years ago, but you know, everyone carries their little computers in their hands, their phones, and so we ain't seen nothing yet. There's going to be more of this type of marriage of technology with practical application, I would think, in the next 7 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think we may not even have an idea. I mean, those that are in the field might have an idea. Most of us may not have any idea.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, other things too, because Uranus, or Taurus rather, rules food. I think there's a big wave out there of people paying attention to what they're eating, maybe more self-sufficiency, really paying attention to more organic, maybe people, you know, creating their own food, their own nutrition, self-supporting in some ways. So that might be another major theme coming up here.
Well, and, you've certainly seen the rise of, you know, a lot of like, what do we've got, like meat stuff, and you know, a mm-hmm. lot of things that are, but they're made in labs, but you know, you're seeing mm-hmm. a lot of things like that, and even health food like drinks or the stuff that people are taking has sort of bumped up a notch already.
I think so. I mean, especially in the I think of Buffalo, I mean, most people think of Buffalo this way, but we really are the haven of bad eating sometimes. You know, we gifted the world with greasy chicken wings, deep fried chicken pieces. Well, now I've seen in my local health food store, tofu wings, all right? Tofu.
But, oh, you know, that just doesn't sound good at all. I'm sorry.
Battered tofu wings with hot sauce.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to have some tofu, I'll just have it, you know, fried up. That's fine for me. But we're in a good place for this, because we have our front and backyard is all garden, and we are, Uranus is really helping us, because all our vegetables, the organic vegetables that are growing are just, I mean, we're ready to harvest half a dozen zucchini already, and we've got a few tomatoes, and in Colorado, it could be a lot of times I might have had to replant because, you know, mm-hmm. the storms so we're doing really well. So, and it's mm-hmm. funny, we mm-hmm. are eating healthier. So mm-hmm. and we were pretty mm-hmm. healthy before, but I mean, we've shifted how we are. I was like, oh, something's coming. I said, honey, I need to even clean up my diet even more. And I feel so much better. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's, I've seen that in my circles as well, that people, plant-based diets are the new vogue, which is awesome. I mean, you know, veganism and so forth. But now it's infiltrating in, you know, the hardcore meat and potato people because of health reasons. And we're going to see more of that. I think more interest in, you know, vegetarianism, veganism, not just for the ethics, but also for the health aspects. So that's a good thing. You know, technological innovations, it's interesting. I'm just looking at some of my notes here. Way back when, in the last wave of that in the 1930s, that was the time frame when Uranus was in Taurus, when some of the big skyscrapers were created. I mean, the Golden Gate Bridge, Empire State Building, George Washington Bridge, Sydney Harbor Bridge in Australia. And the reason I mention these large structures is because Uranus is considered to be a sky dock, sky god. So it's like bringing the sky down to earth in symbolism. And again, for spiritual seekers, it's bringing down enlightenment, mediumship, connecting with God's divine intention more readily. So it's really an interesting marriage between as above, so below in the next 7 years.
Oh, I was just thinking that today. I was sitting in a meditation, and that's one of my favorite sayings. And I was just thinking that, thinking, as above, so below. I love that saying. Yeah. Okay, so, you know, if somebody, what sign do you want to start with?
Sure, I have all the signs. We could maybe start with Taurus, you know, because Uranus is in Taurus. And I can go through, what I'd like to do, Cynthia, is maybe give people questions to consider, that the questions might be coming to them unconsciously right now. Again, questions to consider for the next 7 years. Okay, so our Taurus friends, or if you know your chart and you're a Taurus rising or Taurus sun sign, a question you might be asking yourself with this new era, how can I allow my most creative, unique self to shine? And it's the idea of blending inspiration with one's identity. And the Tauruses will be asking themselves, I have to bring my authentic gifts to the world. How can I do that? How can I become more real? How can I be more confident and even believing things that perhaps the mainstream does not, but stepping into your greatness and your uniqueness? So that might be just a general focus for our Taurus friends.
And that's if you have a sun sign Taurus, a rising Taurus, or ascendant, it's also called. What about people with moon in Taurus?
I think moon in Taurus, that would relate too with their emotions and their capacity of connection to their family members and their feelings. Like a moon in Taurus sometimes is a little closed mouth, perhaps, but with this beautiful lightning strike, it's like, here I am, world, I have more courage. Because I think Uranus is also a courageous energy. It's courageous because it rules detachment. If you really don't care what other people think, then you can just be who you are. So that's another little nugget for our Uranus and Taurus.
Okay, so that's for all you out there that may have a strong Taurus placement.
And then, shall I just kind of go through the signs? Would you like me to do that?
Sure, why not? Let's just talk a little bit about, because we can just see where we want to go after. What about if somebody has a sun Gemini or a rising Gemini, keeping in mind that if your moon's in Gemini, this would apply sort of emotionally for you.
Yes. Well, this energy is making a huge invitation to the Geminis to connect with their inner voice, their inner muse, their most spiritual self. And, you know, Gemini is often running and doing in the world. Well, they might quiet down a little bit and elevate their spiritual meditation or prayer practices with this new era. They might be producing more art or music because this inspirational energy is falling in their inner psyche. And another thing with the Geminis, this Uranus in Taurus will help them cultivate the art of being alone. You know, Gemini loves to connect and loves to be social, but Uranus may ask them to consider spending time in retreat or being more quiet, meditate, and really savoring their alone time as well.
And I don't think I've ever known a Gemini to be quiet. I have a good friend who's a Gemini, and we talk so much that you know, if we meet for lunch, sometimes I have to say, okay, I have to go. And then it's another 20 minutes and another 20 minutes. We have a great time.
We love the Geminis. Yes, indeed. They're the talkers. They're the talkers and the doers and the connectors and wonderful energy. Yeah.
In fact, I would say when I was younger, I was so extremely shy. I used to watch the Geminis. How do they do that? you know, and I would watch them and I would say, okay, I got to learn to be more like that. They just go right up to someone or they just talk right to someone. And I would get inspired by the Geminis that did that.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Yep. That's a great, great social sign. Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. And then our Cancer friends, our Cancer risers, our Cancer, and Cancer is a beautiful energy. It's coming alive here in Buffalo Eastern Time, 6:04 tomorrow morning. We're on the eve of the solstice. And so when people think of Cancer, they think family and sensitivity and nurturance and kindness. So for you Cancers, this energy is going to be activating what we call your tribe house, your friendship house. So the Cancers might be getting out there, connecting with like-minded groups and associations, or they might be asking themselves, how can I manifest my most outrageous goals, the ones that perhaps I have some sensitivity or protectiveness about these goals, but the Cancer people might be saying, heck with it. I'm just going to be outrageous in my goal setting and expect miracles. So it's going to be an uplifting time for social connections for the Cancers, meeting new people, joining new clubs, maybe starting their own spiritual club. Because again, Uranus is about breaking boundaries and breaking barriers.
Well, that's so funny you say that. I am a moon in Cancer, and when you're talking about that, I'm going, okay, from an emotional point of view, that's me. I'm like, I am, you know, the center is coming. Here it is.
Yeah, so yeah. Exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So we'll finish off, we'll just do that conversation after. We're going to go to a break, and then we'll be back with Cassandra Butler, who I love talking to. So hang on, we'll
likewise.
Be right back. Yeah.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
All right, back with Cassandra Butler, and we were talking about me.
Always a good topic.
Yeah. Or actually, if you have a moon in Cancer is really what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But what you were saying about, I don't know if I can repeat it, but you were talking about this sense of, even with the sun sign, of just going for it, manifesting and creating more of your tribe. And I mean, that's just where I'm at from an emotional place. I'm thrilled. And honestly, I'm really in a place of trust. where I'm going with it, what I'm doing. I just say to the spirit world, okay, here I am. I'm doing my part, you know?
Right, right. No, if you, exactly, you just offer up your amazing spiritual service gifts and just know that you'll be supported. That's how that works, right? And this is the time to do it. So how awesome.
Yeah, and it feels good to be that way because I was the little moon of Cancer who hid behind mummy's skirt.
Yeah, I understand. So, understood.
Yeah, were you like that? Were you like that at all? I don't know where your moon is.
I have a Virgo moon, and my Virgo moon was, I would say, less shy and just more insecure. So that's like two sides of the same coin, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Because Virgo is like, oh gosh, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. Because that's the shadow side of Virgo. And we're talking shop here, Cynthia. But I did kind of shift up a little bit when my sun progressed into Capricorn. I became a little bit more. Oh, I survived.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hear ya. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to move on. If you are a sun sign Leo, rising Leo, or moon in Leo from an emotional perspective, this would apply to you in a big way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so for the beautiful sunny Leos, a question for you, you might be asking yourself already, how can I assume the role of the radical leader? Because no, Leos are leaders, but let's be radical here. And how can I be an authority within my career? And also, Leos will be looking at ways to become assertive without being aggressive, and really taking the center stage with a lot more confidence. Because again, this energy is flowing in what we call the solar house of career. So you don't have to have a job to have a career, you just have to have an avocation. So Leos are stepping into their greatness in the next 7 years.
Well, that's good to hear. That's my son.
Awesome. Awesome.
So that's good. Yeah. And
yes,
indeed. We were talking about Leos. Leos, they just want to bring the sun to everybody. And I used to always also watch them for their vivacious kind of person. Not all Leos are like that, obviously, but the ones that were you know, out there, not the quiet introverted Leos, but the, you know, I would just be like, okay, I'm going to be more like that. And it's good for me to have these people around, keeps me from introverting. Yeah.
Exactly. I have a Leo sweetheart, so he keeps me on my toes. Keeps me on my toes. So, the Virgo people, including my Virgo moon and the Virgo rising, Virgo sun, this is about really integrating your thoughts, your practices into your life. So a question for you, Virgo, might be, how can I practice what I preach? How can I honor my spiritual journey? Also, the Virgo or Virgo rising might be expanding their baseline by traveling more.
Now, why travel more for Virgo?
Yeah, because this Uranus in Taurus would be falling in their ninth house, their house of the ninth. Long journeys. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
And,
don't question it. Do it.
Just do it. Yeah, just question it. You know, pack your bags, Virgo, and get traveling.
Yeah.
And then we have our Libra people, our Libra rising or Libra moon, that moves through your eighth house. And so this is great for mediumship. Questions the Libras may be asking, how can I accept my power without fear? How can I also create a more financial future that's more secure? And how can I cultivate my connection to spirit? So, of course, you know, as mediums, we know that's one avenue, but psychology is also on the forefront for our Libra friends, the Libra rising or Libra moon people.
Mm-hmm. So it really brings a deeper spirituality for Libras, a real expansion for their mindset. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then our Scorpio friends, you and me, and all those other great Scorps out there, Scorpio moon, Scorpio rising, Scorpio sun, the question you want to ask, who is my partner? Who are my partners? Also, who are my clients? How can I be open to the quote-unquote idiosyncrasies of existing friends and accept them? How can I be open to unpredictability with partners and still love them without controlling them? And how can I trust my perceptions of others in my life? So it's a pretty heady time to be a Scorpio, because Uranus will be interacting with us for 7 years.
Right. And yeah, I think that's right on the money. But for me, too, is that really just, you know, I say to myself, how can I love and accept those that I know in a more open and deeper way and be flexible? I think it's quite a few years ago now, I started saying, I am flexible. I am flexible.
Beautiful.
I am flexible.
Beautiful.
Because you know, I'm fixed. There's a lot of fixed in my chart. So I started saying, I am flexible. And for me, the growth that came with that was incredible. Just affirming something. I think that's just a reminder to people out there, is that, you know, your chart is a picture when you're born, but you can strengthen and evoke, you know, may have tendencies, but you can evoke and bring out other strengths, you know?
Absolutely. That's brilliant. Yeah. You work with it. It's not a life sentence. You can work with it. Exactly.
And that's something that used to bother me about when astrology was talked about, like, you know, well, even if I met somebody there would say, oh, well, I have a terrible chart. There is no terrible charts. There's just the something, you came with a certain design to bring you certain gifts, and it's really how we look at it and how we work with it, how we dance with it. If we just made all of those different elements of a chart a whole bunch of things in the kitchen, we could cook many different things. We might be inclined to cook a certain way, but we could make a whole bunch of different meals. Right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So Scorpio, if any of your Scorpios out there and having a challenging time, just remember to, you know, take more alone time, maybe surrender, really give yourself that stillness.
Exactly. Yeah. So then in our Sagittarius sign, rising, sun, or moon, questions you might ask of yourself: how can I take better care of myself? What are the complementary, the holistic, the alternative therapies that I can use to enhance my health? And Sagittarius, take a look at your work tools. Perhaps you may need or want to upgrade technologically, having, you know, maybe learning some new lessons in computer graphics or something like this. So, Saggy, it's all about your work and your health in the next 7 years.
That's pretty big. That's a big time for Sagittarius.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And even bigger that when Jupiter goes in there in November, that's going to be supportive too. It's a really big time.
It is. Yes, indeed. So, and then for our Capricorn friends, what hobby, what sport, what pastime? Here's the word I use, can I enjoy with abandon? You know, Capricorns are known for being a little bit more staid or a little bit more conservative. Well, with Uranus in your playhouse, get out there and play and lose your limits and really just enjoy. Open up yourself to a creative goal. Invite your inner child to play and have fun. This is a time for experimentation with giving yourself pleasure and connecting with young people, especially really young children.
Yeah, a good lesson for Capricorn.
Yes, yeah, sometimes they're the workaholics.
Yeah, and I have known Capricorns that get younger as they get older.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I have too.
I better let you get through these people. Someone's going to email me and say, hey, you didn't do my sign. Okay.
Yeah, we only have three more to go. We have a couple minutes here.
Yeah.
So if you're an Aquarius or Aquarius rising or Aquarius moon, a question you may be asking yourself, who is my family? How can I accept the irritating, sometimes unique qualities of certain family members? How can I be compassionate with people who are different in my own family? If Aquarius may also be asking this of themselves, if my home no longer works, can I invite the confidence and freedom of either moving or remodeling, just changing things up within the house or family? Okay.
That makes sense.
Yep. And then Pisces, how can I enhance my mode of expression, speaking, writing, and even my use of social media? So the Pisces energy of rising sun sign or moon sign, they're actually learning how to speak or communicate in new ways, but using the marriage of computers and technology perhaps in a new way. And also getting yourself out of the box of a certain way of tackling issues, just being a little bit more open to changes. So that's for our Pisces. And then last but not least is our Aries. Like Aries is usually first, so we left Aries last year. This is great for the Aries, or Aries rising, or Aries moon. How can I be courageous in celebrating my unique gifts? Bring out your skills and your attributes and your traits out into the world. What ways can I create greater abundance in my life? How can I create a new income stream? Really just celebrate your wonderful talents and be confident with everything you have to share with the world. And it's about finances, but it's also about celebrating your unique gifts, Aries.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense, too. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of a particular Aries rise, I know. So I'm wondering if my clock is correct. I think we have 4 minutes left, but I'm sure someone will whisper in my ear if that's not right. Because sometimes the time is just a little, the minute or something is off. But so I just wanted to make sure we took time before we chat at all for you to just remind people of how they can get in touch with you. And, you know, even though it'll posted there, you know, your website. So what would you like to share about that?
Oh, absolutely, Cynthia. And I will definitely put your program as a link on my website. So I want to keep linked with you. It's just my name, but I use my middle name too, friends. It's CassandraJoanButler.com. And that's, of course, my website. But I really invite anyone listening to tune in on Wednesdays around 9 o'clock Eastern time, because I do a Facebook Live and I talk about the astrological weather of the week. Tonight I'm going to be a little late. It might be more like 9:15 Eastern Daylight Time, but I do that, and you know, I do a lot of interesting things. I'm going to be having a if anyone has never been to Buffalo, they should come on September 28th, 29th, and 30th. I'm having a retreat. It's a spiritual retreat up in Niagara Falls, and we're going to be doing astrology and healing and meditation and celebrating Pluto's going direct, because that's going to be an interesting astrological time of moving forward with our own personal transformation. So it's going to be a transformational weekend, and one of the better times of the year to come up to this neck of the woods, because we'll have beautiful leaves to peep at. And yeah, I invite any questions about astrology and any feedback, because it's my passion, and you know, it's a very great helping tool I have found, especially as what you do as well, Cynthia. It's very amazing to blend both the mediumship and the astrology.
Yeah. Well, and it looks like that's our cue. Thank you so much, Cassandra Joan Butler.
My pleasure.
It was great to have you
on.
Thank
you.
And
thank you.
Maybe we'll do this again sometime. This was wonderful. Check out her workshop, website, and her Wednesday Night Live tonight. Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you, my dear.
Okay.